Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Ashley, you need a hug, dear.
She needs
if I do, I'm getting a black one.
She didn't just say she said she needed a big black one.
Well, you know, that is a cure-all.
Stars, it's just like us.
Some of us just can't grow chest hair.
It's like hot for him. For you, it's like juvenile.
If you all, you know, do decide to come out.
Black girl, she made sure the first thing she moved was her head. Like, don't touch my hair, don't touch my hair.
I put you on a test with my friend, and I asked her to flirt with you.
Throwback Erin. She has done this.
Slide in the bed with us starting right now. Yeah. Woo. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina and Morgan are off. Yeah! There we go. And Erin Alim Rhodes is here, and so is Monique Kelly.
Hello.
So y'all were really desperate that you called the pregnant lady in for the nighttime show. Yeah. Thanks for including me. Yes. I gotta keep the hormone levels up.
Right, we gotta exactly. Do that. Yeah, did you guys have a good weekend?
Oh, I had a great weekend. I'm still recuperating.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that these sober eyes saw all the things y'all didn't see this weekend.
And let's get started. Huh?
Wait,
let's
what you talk about?
Yeah, no, we were all together. Let's talk about it. We were all together this weekend.
I saw them in a different light.
There's nothing like a relaxing dinner party with the Potomac housewives, especially when Mia and Ashley attack each other's husbands. But which one went too far?
Did you listen to Ashley earlier? Because that was an issue.
Which was an issue?
When you just wouldn't let me sleep in the corner.
What corner?
On the bus.
What are you talking about, bus?
You have amnesia?
We're on a bus?
You got Alzheimer's? What's happening? Ashley.
Okay, well then, good. I'm good then.
Ashley, that's not okay. Alzheimer's is a real issue.
It's called Alzheimer's disease. And I did not, I was not saying it to be insulting.
And you should never wish that and say, or ask and say,
what do you have, Alzheimer's? Like we weren't on the bus together.
Where's your husband?
At home with my children.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You have something else you'd like to say?
No, I said it.
Right, but obviously there's something, an undertone.
No,
we can make
wondering.
It an overtone.
Ashley, you need a hug, dear.
She needs
If I do, I'm getting a black one. Robin.
Whoa.
That's an aggressive, I don't think I've ever seen them finish dinner. I just want to say that. Never seen the end of a Potomac housewives dinner.
No.
Usually gets cut short. Okay, but who went too far?
Ashley has been going too far since she first came on the show. She is the most talkingest housewife on the show. And then she tries to flip it. They're on a vacation. The man was drunk. Give him a break. He was just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but like Mia's saying you need or where is your husband? Like, that's aggressive. When you're coming for like real personal things.
She didn't just say she said she needed a big black one. And I was like, 0-2.
Well, you know, that is a cure-all. Just saying.
It really is, though.
No, yeah.
This is proof.
Hello.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, good luck to the housewives in fixing their forever issues. But in other news, Lizzo just checked something painful off of her bucket list. She enlisted a dance coach to help her learn to do the splits.
hurting. I'm hurting.
Uh-huh. She got very far for one afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, that's a 6-year process for me to learn
how
to do splits.
I'm impressed. Like, for real. I've never been able to do a split.
Same.
Never? Never.
Well, you've got a baby now coming. All the way, and I don't know if you know this, but babies are like the most flexible things ever. Like, you can like if you've ever like just played with a baby, you're like, oh no, the shoulder, and it's like, no, it's still in the socket.
Yeah, it's just like, uh-huh.
So you can start your baby just do the splits every day, and then your baby will never ever not be able to do the splits.
There we go. I will do that.
But I need to see what Lizzo looks like the next day. Is she in a wheelchair? Is she walking with a walker? I mean, that looks so painful.
Yeah,
it really does.
It's not good. I'm probably like this far from the ground when I try and do it. And that's how, like, she got almost all the way down in her first day. That's...
Hunter, how often are you doing splits?
tell us about that, Hunter.
You know, there's some private time where I'll try and do it, you know?
Every day?
It's more to see if I can throw my legs all the way back over my head. Let's move on. Orlando Bloom. Okay. Orlando Bloom doesn't just paddleboard, apparently. He also helps Katy Perry with chores around the house, like a good guy.
All right. Let's do it.
Dad of the year.
Oh, yeah. Stars, they're just like us.
Very shocked that he was doing that himself.
Really?
Yes.
I don't look at Orlando Bloom and think, that's a celebrity. I don't know why. I think...
Okay.
There's not a single...
What?
Like, he was in the two biggest franchises of all time, like Pirates of the Caribbean, Lord of the Rings, and I still think of him just like, every time I think of him, he's smoking a cigarette outside of like a Costco, waiting for his wife.
But I love a good hairless chest.
That's
your
thing?
You know, I told you I don't do the taco meat chest. I like it hairless and smooth. So I'm feeling that. I just want, just, yes, Katie, you did well, girl.
Yeah,
yes.
Honestly, how does he have a chest of like an 18-year-old? I know.
Some of us just can't grow chest hair, okay? It's like a blessing and a curse.
But depending. It's like hot for him. For you, it's like juvenile or whatever. But like for him, it's like, wow, you are still daddy.
At least I've got a full beard.
I know you got the beard going.
Lot of armpit hair too, not to turn everybody on.
How about leg hair? We got it on the legs too.
I got some leg hair, yeah.
Oh yeah, you have some.
Oh, who is she?
Hello.
Oh yeah.
Slide this down before we get taken off the air, you know?
Hello.
Like, I shouldn't be able to braid your chest hair either. Mm-hmm. Like, make sure it's manageable.
Ooh.
Make sure you're manscaping. I'm just saying.
I mean, if you expect all these things from us, like, we have some expectations
Thank you.
Too.
Erin, I mean, we mm-hmm. gotta shave and wax and all this other stuff. It's tiring.
Yeah.
Okay. I apologize for the pressure men have put on you in the past,
mm-hmm.
but that is not me.
That
Do
is
whatever
not
you'd
you.
Like. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let it go.
Grow out the hair
Be
on my
free,
legs.
Be free, Hunty fam.
Be okay. free. No, you should laser. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Do whatever you want. All right. If you talk about Nicki Minaj, watch your back. She rolled up on a fan and called him out.
This is what happens when you got a bunch of spoiled fans.
Y'all
that think they could pop up wherever the f*** you at.
I see somebody here that been talking.
Is this one?
Yes.
What's the problem?
Say what you got to say.
Say what you got
you
to say.
You want candid camera, boo.
She got you a candid camera.
I be talking because I love you. And I'm trying to keep it real with you.
If you love me,
mm-hmm.
respect me.
Period.
R-E-S-P-E-C, you better R-E-S-P-E-C, okay. you better R-E-S-P-E-C, you better respect me.
Call me every thought with my respect.
You better respect.
Yeah, she did not include the tea on the end of that one time.
You don't need it. You don't need the tea anymore.
Mm-mm. I loved his excuse, though. It's because I love you. I mean, how can you mad at that?
That doesn't work out well. Depending on, like, we've made fun of a lot of celebrities on this show. If The Rock or Conor McGregor watches one episode, I'm and there's no way I'm not going to be able to be like, it's because I love you.
Yeah, what will you say if a celebrity confronted you for being like a little hater or a troll?
If it was The Rock, I'd be like, The Rock, I do it because I love your movies. And if it was Conor McGregor, I'd be like, I love the way you fight.
Oh, that was shade right
yeah,
there.
What's he gonna do?
There are times when I call out other people, but on Twitter, you know, trolls, how they love to like come for you.
Yeah.
And then you call them out and they're like, oh my God, you responded. I love you. Right. I would love to call them out in person. Because I could, then you could see them cower like a little bitch.
Exactly. There's nothing like seeing someone act like a little bitch.
Yeah.
This is so empowering.
Yeah, I don't ever, no one really ever acts like a little bitch around me, which makes me think I'm the little bitch.
Oh. Never, Hunter.
Anyway, we have to take a break. Coming up, a reporter totally freaks out at a haunted house. That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. It's almost Halloween, and local news stations love traumatizing their employees. Like when your two co-hosts decide not to show up, and you have to wake up extra early to prepare for the show for the first time in your life. And then you make a really long joke that gets a huge laugh. Thanks, guys. Anyway, News 4, Jax sent reporter Lena Pringle. Can't have just one. Is that the brand? Anyway, to a haunted house, and she almost didn't make it out in one piece.
Information about me is I have never gone through a haunted house by myself. Okay, see now. Okay. How much longer do we have to do this?
Lena, it's only about 22 minutes left.
You got this. Lena, are you okay? Take some deep breaths. Okay. As long as nobody. Okay.
She's good with that curve.
If you all, you know, do decide to come out.
Yo!
That was great.
Her whole body was like possessed for a second.
The funniest part is being a black girl, she made sure the first thing she moved was her head. Like, don't touch my hair, don't touch my hair.
I love that. Are you guys scared in haunted houses?
Oh, yeah, horrified. Even really? When I'm a group of like seven people. I'm not trying to do it. Like, I need to be sandwiched in between everyone.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of these because I once went right over here and someone literally had to pick my ass up and take me into the gift shop. I don't do well with frightening stuff. It's just not my thing. I was like freaking sweating. I was yelling. It was crazy. I became the horror show.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Like, I can't even walk to my car parked in the parking lot before 6 a.m. when the sun is up. Alone. Yep. I can't do that.
Does your husband walk you to the car every morning?
If it's very early and it's still dark? Yeah.
Oh, you very got a good man.
I like this.
You did it right, girl.
Oh, I gotta up my game.
Yes.
All right. Well, the only thing scarier than a haunted house is Steven on TLC's 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. Anyway,
oh my God.
Alina thinks he's DMing other girls, so she secretly had someone help catch him in the act.
I put you on a test with my friend, and I asked her to flirt with you just to make sure that you not going to cheat on me.
She messaged me. You set that whole thing
and
up.
And you text her back.
I basically said that, well, it'd be cool if you came and visited us. So I asked her if she had a swimsuit, but
why?
Like, I didn't, it's just a kind gesture.
Feeling triggered, feeling really triggered. Throwback Erin. Ooh, high school throwback Erin.
Oh.
She has done this.
Really?
Yes.
Did
Monique,
you?
Girl, I know you're a relationship
you know
expert.
I have. How do you think I became one? First of all, that's called gaslighting, okay? But we've all done the setup now.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done a setup.
We all have that friend or we all have that alternate screen name with the fake girl and the fake profile photos, and we were friend requesting our boyfriend, and we were talking to them. We're like, yeah, what are you gonna say now? What are you gonna say to her now?
Just know this, Hunter. Whenever a woman asks you a question, we already know the answer normally. Yeah.
Like, how do you know, Tina? Huh?
I'll tell you guys right now, there's a bunch of questions that women ask me, and they don't know the answer. And I, well, maybe they do. I've never been right, now that I think about it. His is kind of obvious. As soon as you, like, message a girl saying, yeah, do you have a bathing suit? Send me a photo of the bathing suit so I can be, like, a nice guy and let you know if it's cute or not. That guy's trying to
The moment you have to do all of that, you might be in the wrong relationship. Mm.
Exactly. That's the first thing I thought. Like, if you even have the thought to do it, yeah, this is not your person.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's a lot of people watching right now who are about to divorce their partners. So,
exactly,
you're welcome.
Yes.
But before they do that, there's nothing more romantic than a wedding, unless some jerk decides to crash it and kill the mood.
A bear showed up at my cousin's wedding.
Grandpa Frank just eating his steak so casually still.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
No, this can't be real.
This might make me think that maybe it was set up, like maybe this is like a handler brought this bear for this viral video, but also the cowboy's jacket is too specific. Makes me think that that's real. Like it is so, but black bears, if you guys don't know, you're pretty safe around a black bear. Even if you run into it in the woods alone, you just act big and they can get scared.
Of course we knew that. Everybody knows about the black bear.
But brown bears, real asshole.
Again, how would I even be able to differentiate in the moment?
Okay.
I am booking it
it's
the second
of the
bear enters.
Easiest things to differentiate is the color brown from the color black.
But like in the moment, I see a bear, I'm like, oh, safe one, no, chill one.
And you're
still
not
angry
gonna sit there and eat steak. You're not gonna sit there and eat steak.
That's a good point. I guess be afraid of both. But just know black bears are pretty safe. You're fine.
I've hugged many a black bear in my lifetime.
And yes, they are friendly.
Yes, I have. And brown.
Yeah.
Hey.
All of them. Any polar bears?
Hey, maybe that's next.
Yeah. We're endangered. Coming up, the number one thing couples absolutely hate in the bedroom is next. Welcome back. People are full of opinions, but we'll decide if they're actually right. So who's ready for Survey Says?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. According to a recent UK survey, the number one bedroom pet peeve among couples is A, passing wind under the covers, B, loud snoring, C, eating food in bed, or D, hogging the comforter. What do you think the answer is?
Oh, loud snoring for sure.
I'm going to say the comforter.
You think
hogging the comforter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this a personal issue for either of you?
I'm not trying to be cold at night. I will deal with your freaking farts and all of your sounds, but don't take my warmth.
Are you and your partner farting around each other yet?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
As long as I don't put the cover over your head afterwards.
I love farting in front of my partner. And I love when he does it, too. Like, vulnerability. Anyway, let's get back to the game.
The answer is C, eating in bed.
What?
Come on.
Really? I love eating in bed.
I do too.
I feel like I'm a pretty clean eater in bed. Like I don't bring like food into the bed, but like if I have like a little thing, I can eat it carefully. But this is from the UK. They don't know how to eat.
Y'all don't know.
So eating in bed's not an issue for you?
Eating in bed is not an issue. Snoring, I dated someone that snored and I had to use earplugs and it still was loud. It's just, it's awful. You wake up grouchy because you didn't get sleep and the person snoring is well rested.
I know, I can't really deal with the snoring either. That's huge for me.
Mm-mm.
You could, there's a fix for that.
What's that?
Chiropractor. Just get your whole face adjusted.
Oh, anyway. I'll adjust the face.
Mm-hmm.
There's another fix for it. You just take the pillow and you... next up. The poll said a third of people in relationships feel blank is the most annoying person they know. Is it A, their mother-in-law, B, their partner, C, their coworker, or D, their neighbor?
Mother-in-law, for sure.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. I love my mother-in-law, but I feel like that's probably what these British people are saying.
It feels pretty on the nose. I don't know the answer either. I'm going to go with partner just to see. I'm just to play devil's advocate. And the answer is their partner.
Oh, my God. Hunter, you're now
the dating expert.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
If I was dating someone from the UK, I'd be annoyed too. I love on other areas. It's my thing.
Oh, I love a good British accent.
A British accent.
I mean, you could
great.
Read the menu to me with a British accent. I'm like, oh.
Really?
Yo, oh, she's yes. about to hop on a flight and go across
Hello.
The pond today.
Oh, yeah.
What if they're one of those British people that talk like, Alala.
Oh, the Cockney accent?
Wow, you are never going to find a British woman. I'm sorry.
I do love
British
women, too.
Funny things up with a British woman. I'm going to crack up. Save this in case Hunter
Clip
ends
it.
Up with a woman who is British.
All right, next round. The study found 3 in 5 people would end a date over this annoying food habit. A, double dipping, B, being a picky eater, C, dropping food on the floor, then eating it, or D, talking with your mouth full.
Mouthful.
That, Erin, we are sisters.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God, please don't do that.
Have
that
you would... seen someone talk or eat a bagel while talking? Oh, God. Deal breaker.
Not cute.
The correct answer is A, double dipping.
Oh.
Double dipping?
If you're about to exchange saliva with a kiss and you're worried about double dipping a vegetable during a dinner, something's wrong with that.
Yeah, no, we all double dip. Come on now.
Whoever gets this next one right wins, okay? So don't pick the same answer.
Oh, just, I already...
Odds are, if Erin picks something, she's wrong. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
She's narrowed it down to 3.
Okay,
this
let's go.
This next survey found that men actually do this more often than women. A, fake orgasms. B, buy new clothes. C, take selfies. Or D, have a good cry. Aww. Men do this more often than women do.
I'm gonna go with have a good cry.
I'm gonna say buy new clothes just because it's just corny.
Yeah, we all know it's not fake orgasms.
I mean, we already know that.
The answer is D, have a good cry.
Yay! Yay!
Monique is the nicest loser ever. She's like, you did it.
Yes, I'm a loser.
That is not how I am when I play this game.
Oh my God. Can you tell us when the last time you had a good cry was?
Well, a real cry, like where I wasn't acting.
Oh my yeah. God, yes.
Yeah. Years and years and years ago.
That's like blue balls for the soul. You need to have a
yes.
good cry.
I'll tell you right now, it's not like blue balls for the soul. Blue balls feels really bad. Not crying feels pretty tough.
I gotta tell you, women cool. love to see a man have a good cry. Mm-hmm. It's like we just wanna hold you and nurture you and just put your head on our bosom and say it's gonna be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just teach, I'm just helping you out here.
Anyway, congratulations, Erin, you are the winner. Erin and Monique, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Don't forget to set your DVRs. We will see you tomorrow. They may be back, who knows? Bye-bye.